When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. The score!
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago, Inside the
Locker Room.
Because it is Mark Grody's birthday, because it is Bears Packers 3, because it is a playoff game, you get not one, but two, count them, two, Inside the Locker Rooms. Not to be confused with Inside the Clubhouse or Hit and Run.
I was very scared that you were going to say, we're going to skip the low brass, but you didn't say that, so I'm good now.
Well, yeah. You got also that low brass hasn't even hit yet.
That's a, well, I'm just making sure it hits.
That's a Tyler Farengel question. We got to wait for the low brass here. In the meantime, Grody's just getting more and more amped.
I am. I'm bouncy over here.
His life force is increasing with each hit of the trumpet chorus. There it is.
Legs are shaking.
All right. So now that we've taken care of that, it is time for Mark Grody to take us inside the Bears locker room.
Mark Grody,
yes.
Happy birthday.
Well,
will you please usher me into the locker room?
It would be my pleasure to guide you guys through the very spacious and luxurious Bears locker room.
It is kind of luxurious.
It is. I mean, they redid it, what, 4 or 5 years ago now? It is an outstanding...
Thanks, Ryan Pace.
Bears locker room. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Hallis Hall looks great. Like, for people who have been
where
going there
he
through the
going
years.
In this, by the way?
Ryan Pace or Ryan Poles?
Ryan
he
Pace.
Is where the players play, is he not?
Right? That's
well, he was.
I think he's on his way out, isn't he?
He was part of Fontenot's staff, so what happens
little
now?
Little Fontenot over at second base. We got DeRosa and Antario. So
the Lou on the birthday is solid.
So let me take you through the locker room. I think I would like to start with DJ Moore, who I have not been in front of for a long time because I didn't see him after the game the other day, the Detroit loss. I haven't seen him around the way very much because I haven't been out at Hallis Hall much. So we gathered around DJ Moore, who keep it's not good when I don't get FaceTime with DJ Moore. But as we gathered around DJ, keep in mind, DJ Moore has not been on a winning team in his life since high school. That said, take it away, baby T.
DJ is a veteran. What do you tell the younger guys about handling a week like this?
Yeah, this is my first time in this thing too, so I'm just going with the flow, working hard. Everything is you can tell everything has been amped up. Even our practice has been. So I mean, it's a lot of bugs, but like butterflies going around, but. No, it's football at the end of the day, so we gotta go out there and execute.
You really
okay?
Pause it.
Stop the tape.
First of all, that was so perfect. We love Phil Thompson.
Like that. Yes.
He usually asks tremendously good questions.
That was not a bad question.
No matter the sport, and he had a point. Like you can be a veteran and learn some things even when you haven't been in the playoffs.
Of course, no. I totally understood the spirit of Phil's question. Totally,
and I totally understood the spirit of DJ Moore's answer.
Yes,
I don't know.
100%. Both were right. He was right to ask the question. DJ was right to answer that.
He's like, I mean, Phil, you and I, we both have the same amount of playoff experience.
It's vintage DJ Moore. It really is. I don't know.
He didn't even use words.
No, listen.
You tell me.
Because
tell me, Phil Thompson.
Is better than what?
Yeah,
what? Like, because he also could have said what?
Yes, yes. I have gotten him hit much harder by DJ Moore from questions that I've asked. What?
DJ, do you have a routine that you usually have before your playoff games? Oh my God, that was so funny.
What do you think about the cold weather out there, DJ?
DJ, you're going to get more targets this week?
All of us.
Does this please you?
What? What?
I swear he's not like this with just everybody. Like I think there's something about his responses with you that are
He was like the funny part is he was looking at me
when he said it.
When he was answering the questions,
even like, though
you
didn't ask it,
I think he was waiting for me to ask my usual ridiculous questions. I think he was looking at me like, "Okay, when's it coming? I know Grody's going to be asking me something," and I didn't ask a single question during the scrum. There was a reason I didn't.
Oh.
Want me to take you behind the curtain a little bit?
I love going behind the curtain.
Should we go behind the curtain? Yeah, let's hear the rest of DJ.
Yeah. Let's go on with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And beating the Packers, it just seems to resonate from you. Can you talk a little about that? Why it means so much to you?
Why? Because they always chirping. It's always like some talking going on somewhere, somehow, during the game, before the game, always. And, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the rivalry, it speaks for itself, but the players that's on both sides of the – on both teams right now, I think are pretty amped about this third matchup and just getting out there. Make it loud as possible.
Do you ever talk to the younger players about settling down in some of these big moments, these big games, you know, emotionally?
No, because you can't. Why would you tell – you want to tell a lion not to go feast? Like, what? Like, you can't tell them that they can't go do something. So you just let them play free and just play fast at the end of the day.
You like that, baby T. You can't tame a lion. You got to let it roll. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
DJ, if you were a lion, uh-oh, what would your name be?
Mm-hmm.
I think we've done it. Sometimes Layla gets hit by something and she just is gone.
That's it.
It's hard to explain. Layla's got you. My mom is like that, where she'll just something will happen and that like then she can't get herself back together.
It's the right combination of contrast and like situation and results.
Is that what it is? I'm figuring you out, Layla.
I can't figure me out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I love it though. I love that DJ Moore's finally going to get to, you know, participate in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he can't give you anything. It's like, what do you want me to say to these guys? I got nothing.
And I think the best part is, like, the people who ask them, they do the work in the locker room, they ask the most questions, like a Phil, for example, or you just get a more genuine answer.
Absolutely, yeah. When players start to trust you, they'll open up a little bit and they'll play your game. Just really quickly, I actually do want to mention this because I did say on the air we were trying to get, and we thought we were going to have DJ on the Take the North podcast. Because of my absence from Hallis Hall in the last week and a half, it hasn't worked out. The reason you didn't hear Dan or I asking questions is because we thought maybe we were going to talk to him after the scrum, just Dan and I. So we were pulling our punches, so to speak, pulling our questions and holding back. Didn't happen. Maybe next week, but I kind of screwed up, or the holidays kind of screwed it up. So it's my bad, but hopefully we'll get DJ on at some point in time.
Yeah, because I do want to hear him on a podcast with you guys, because I feel like that would be even more fun, even though I know it's typically just you guys standing next to him and talking in the locker room.
Yeah, but
that's
the whole thing, is I didn't want to have to make him get on Zoom and take time away like at night. So Dan and I said we would do it in the locker room. It hasn't worked out yet.
Oh, I'm laughing so hard at that. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and ChicagoRoofingContractors.org. This is Inside the Locker Room with Mark Grody. I want to ask a side question.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the side key to the game.
Aww. Or a side piece.
Which is me asking about a key to a different game that isn't the Bears. How many targets does DJ Moore need to have? Not receptions, but targets in order to have a successful Bears game.
Ooh.
I have an answer.
Yes, please. Five targets.
Are you just saying that because of five on it?
No.
Five, yeah, you are.
Five, number one.
Five seems right because there's an abundance of options. When you factor in Rome Odunze, when you factor in, obviously, the established now rookies who are no longer rookies in Colston Loveland and Luther Burden III, because their rookie seasons are over, their regular seasons are over. I just think that makes sense. Like, five is a good number. I would expect Luther Burden III to continue to be targeted more than him,
yeah,
as Colston Loveland, because he's a matchup nightmare. But I do think Rome Odunze is going to get some targets.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who's going to get the most target? I'm sorry, Layla. Let me answer your question first.
But I'm looking at the number of plays here. Like, keep in mind, the Bears only ran 20 plays at the half. So I think hopefully if you're running more plays before the half, that means more targets for guys like DJ.
I think five is a good number for DJ. Just like if we went back, that's probably pretty close to the average amount of targets that he's gotten this year. And I'm not saying that's a good thing.
Five is the average. Is or it? At least it was at targets? Last check.
Okay. Yeah. So
the week that we asked if DJ needs more targets, it was five. Now, prior to that, it had been eight per game when he had been with the Bears.
It's okay, a perfect five stuff. Because he has 85 targets this season. 85 divided by 17. Bears. Five.
Wow. So
it's good math.
I think Colston Loveland gets the most targets in this game. Who do you guys think gets the most targets? You're down with Loveland. Layla, who do you think gets the most targets in this game? DJ, Luther, Colston, Kemet.
Oh my God. Rome.
I was going to say it might be Rome.
I think it might be Rome.
It might be Rome.
Nah. I don't think that can
stand. They can't just use him as a decoy and a blocker because that would lead to too much of what Ben Johnson doesn't want, which is like, oh, if Rome's there, they're not going to use him. Like, I can't see Rome being used as a decoy or part of scheme rather than actual scheme.
I agree with that. But at the same time, I think Colston Loveland now has shown you how valuable of a weapon he can be. Caleb has what seems to me to be ultimate confidence in him. And now that's a thing, and it's a problem for the Packers trying to defend him.
Okay, so speaking of target counts and snap counts and that sort of thing, let's venture over to the secondary here on Inside the Locker Room, Mark.
Tyreek Stevenson would be the one that Layla is talking about, and this is the first time we got a chance, the media, to talk to Tyreek since he was shut out in the Detroit game, did not have a single snap. So what was going on, Tyreek Stevenson?
A specific answer, as they said, they feel like, you know, Shawnee and Jalen are the best options, you know. Best thing I could do is come here, be healthy, and, you know, just be ready for any opportunity I get.
Elson, this is a new week, so where are you at this week with your thought process?
Really don't know. Same thing. Been rotating in practice. Hopefully, you know, it turns over to the game. But just showing up here, you know, doing the best I can, you know, whenever I get an opportunity, you know, just take advantage of it.
As a competitor, how do you take it? How do you deal with it? How do you focus that energy?
Just focus on, you know, just being the best teammate and making sure that, you know, when eyes is on me, you know, I'm being the best teammate that I can. And, you know, that's my main focus, just being a great teammate. And, you know, whenever my number's called, just make sure that I go out there and do my business.
Because it did seem odd that you didn't play at all in that game, at least from our perspective. Have they told you anything differently for this game? Like, have they told you, hey, be ready to be involved?
I was told that last week, and, you know, I didn't get in. So, no, just rolling with the punches at this point.
But do you say anything to them? Do you ask more questions? Like, why, you know, the whole part of that?
No, cause at the end of the day, they believe that the guys on the field that's going to help us win. And, you know, I'm on the same boat. You know, at the end of the day, I want to win. And, you know, if I'm out there, I'm going to help us win. If the guys out there, they're going to help us win. So, at the end of the day, I'm going to be a great teammate and just wait on any opportunity that I get.
So, twofold here, two thoughts of mine. It's not like they weren't giving up a whole bunch of yards, but at the same time, they did not give up a whole bunch of points. Because, like, if you're Tyreek Stevenson and you're watching them give up all those yards, like, I can't help y'all? Really?
That's just it, Marshall. That was my exact reaction. If he's not going to get into that game with that chaos happening, unless there's something going on we don't know, how the hell is he going to get into this game?
What was your impression of his mood when he talked to you? Because he is always pretty chatty, and he'll answer questions.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, like, considering the line of questioning, that's not pleasant for a player, but he was very, like, he never...
A willing interviewee.
Very, very willing, as he was approached. He's like, absolutely, I'll talk to you guys. And, you know, he didn't try to break away early. There wasn't a PR media relations person saying two more. Probably there was eventually. But you know what I mean? Like, he was there for it, and he knew that we were going to ask him questions about it. He's kind of turned into a pro in that regard. And he's actually always been pretty – we know the missteps of Tyreek Stevenson. He's always been pretty amenable to the media.
And I think because we always know the missteps, it does lead us to ask, is there more to this than we know?
Well, it's fair asking. The answer to the question is, I don't know. But it's fair to wonder if there's something we don't know. Again, If you can't get into that game where it was just chaos in the secondary against Detroit, crossing route after crossing route, abusing the middle of the field, nothing working, Deshaun getting burned, Jalen getting burned, everybody getting burned, and you don't put in somebody to give a different look, that worries me for his sake.
And also, I don't recall ever saying a lot in games that he's a deficient tackler. Like, I don't.
I've never thought that is one of his flaws.
I mean, I feel like there were times where he could have taken a better angle on a tackle, you know, like that has come up. But when it comes to at least forcing somebody out of bounds or like taking angles that a professional football player would consistently take to some level of success,
yeah,
he falls into that category for me.
It's also not crazy on the surface that the Bears have decided that their two top options at cornerback are Jalen Johnson and Deshaun Wright. Like, that's not the problem.
In a vacuum.
Like, we've decided that these are, because you got to decide who's your top two corners. They've decided that. But again, with what happened in the Detroit game, how could you not shake things up a little bit?
Yeah, I go back to, that's why when we had this conversation on Monday, and I stick with it here on a Friday, I really believe Ben Johnson thinks, hey, you gave up 19 points. It's my job to get this offense to score, you know, 25 points, 28 points. And that's why I think they're comfortable with the Jalen Johnson, Deshaun Wright pairing as opposed to Tyreek Stevenson. And again, Deshaun Wright, at least with him, if there's anything in doubt up in the air, he might get you a pick.
You know that. Right. Whatever deficiencies he has had in coverage, it's not like he's been bad in coverage, but we've seen him exposed at times throughout the year. You're right. He's bound to come up with a fumble recovery, an interception, busting up the tush push as he did, or at least getting the fumble there.
Well, but here's the other part of this is that I remember talking to Deshaun Wright the week before the Packers game the first time around. And I said, you know, based on the fact that Jordan Love tends to throw up these hop throws, you know, off his back foot, that's part of his game. Now, his arm is good, so he gets the ball there. But it ends up being a bit of a 50-50 ball. And I was like, so you got to like your chances. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. But then what did we not see in that game? We didn't see Jordan Love throw that ball. Mm. And I think it was simply just scouting. If you know that that's something that the opposing team's corner is really good at, and it's a ball you have a propensity to throw, do whatever you can to stay away from that. And I think that's why we saw more crossers, more slants, stuff like that that wasn't necessarily a go up and get a ball, because Deshaun would be the one getting it in that situation.
I'll go one better on that. Everything you said is absolutely true. But also, why would I throw that ball you're talking about when I can be in the pocket with no pressure on me? I'm very comfortable.
There's not going to be any pressure on either of these quarterbacks, by the way.
But part of it was there was pressure on him, and he just got rid of the ball too quick. Like, they blitz looked a lot. They blitz stunted a lot. They actually ran the blitz a lot. And he was like, okay, cool, there's an open part of the field here because you committed somebody else up front. Pass goes there.
He read the defenses very well.
Is Sweat going to have a sack this week, Marshall?
You notice I did not mention him in the portion of this program where I usually mention him. I think he will get a sack.
I think he will.
I think he has to.
For a 7-yard loss on third down, I'm predicting it right now.
Is that a little wish casting or is that?
It's definitely wish casting.
That's okay.
How dare you wish cast project me?
Yeah.
On my birthday.
I'm throwing the gravy on your meatball because that was definitely a meatball take. Sure, Montez Sweat's going to get a sack in the biggest game of the year, because why wouldn't Montez Sweat get a sack and show the Tez effect in the biggest game of the year?
He had 10.5 sacks this year, as it turned out.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
No, wish casting would be me saying, like, flea flicker.
Or Devin Duvernay.
Let's run it back. Do it again.
How about Devin Duvernay for 65 yards on the opening kickoff? How about that? Do you like the part?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tez will have a sack because Tez has had a sack in each of the previous Green Bay games.
Right, it's time for you to have a better attitude.
You're
about
right.
Montez.
I said you're right. Okay. I was wrong.
I just love hearing it.
Such a well put together question, and it was thoughtfully asked, and it was pure journalistic curiosity. And he's like,
You tell me. You
this
tell
is
me,
why,
Phil.
And Phil handled it great. Phil handled it great.
Love Phil Thompson.
Well, and DJ continued to speak. It wasn't like that was the end of it.
You got to be right. Like, there are certain players. You two know this very well, too. There are certain athletes, when you approach them, you just got to be ready.
It's perfect. More Inside the Locker Room coming up next. An extra segment for you, because it's playoffs, and we said so.
Mm-hmm.